Welcome back to the garage. Hey, I got a hell of a program for you this week. I just thought I'd go ahead and roll with it. So let's roll.
That was off a 10-inch vinyl by Javelin, album called Canyon Candy. That track was Sagebrush. The volume I have is number 161 from limited edition of 300. So moving right along. Why don't y'all all join me and take your cowboy hat or your baseball cap off and let's say goodbye to Joe Diffie. Country legend died Sunday from complications of coronavirus. This is his track called Third Rock from the Sun. Happy trails, man.
Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun.
Walks in the Smokies, one hip at a time, like a broken field runner, slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight. Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, get over here. Sister tells her boyfriend, be back in a while. Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, got one life to live. They scream into the night, let's get it over with. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot. He flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks. Lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops, says she saw it all. Swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks. You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Wait a minute. Hang on. Something ain't right here. That ain't right. Hang on.
Greetings, fellow synth lovers. I'm Espen Croft, and welcome to the studio. I just love synth pop. I've listened to synth pop ever since I was a kid. I was a teenager in the 80s, and in the 80s, it's where I started making songs myself. So today, I'm going to make synth pop. I'm going to use my drum machines, sequencers, synths, samplers, modules, and I'm going to construct everything. I hope you enjoy it. Let's start.
and yet another vinyl rip, Henry Mancini, off of the Cop Show themes album. The song is called Eye on the Sparrow, which is a theme song for Beretta, the TV show from back in the day. That's off the RCA record label. It's in stereo. Catalog number AFL1-1896. That particular track, Beretta's theme, is on side B, first track, in case you're wondering. It was released in 1976.
Good afternoon. We interrupt your regularly scheduled news feed for this urgent public safety announcement. Titties are not pockets. I repeat, titties are not pockets. If you are going through my checkout line and pull dollar bills, credit cards, forms of identification, and God forbid change from your titties, please excuse my terrified and disgusted expression. Place what you have on the counter in front of me. Hold your breath and take a few steps back while I unload a can of Lysol on that nasty shit. Scrape it into the register where hopefully it will have time to disinfect from whatever the hell else you got in there before contaminating the rest of the cash in the drawer that will be redistributed back into the public. Remember, America, titties are not pockets.
The Garage with J.R. Claiborne on Podomatic.
That was a track called Find the Man Bros off of the 20th Century Fox original motion picture soundtrack Together Brothers, which features Barry White and his Love Unlimited Orchestra. Catalog number ST101 on the vinyl there. It was released in 1974.
Hi everyone, we are back for round two of what we're calling Urban Underground. We're actually at our home studio today, Sky Studios. Hi there, Abigail.
Hi, I'm going
to
go.
Nick is floating around here too, of course.
Trying to make this work for you.
To do some guitar changes today, because I don't have a tech, and we're going to change out some guitars and stuff. Jeff is here as well, hitting some tracks for me. He's a good 6 feet away. Jeff is right there. I want to start by thanking everybody, all the healthcare workers. We want to dedicate this performance today to all of you, all of you first responders out there, all of the families of all of you and your friends that are supporting you through this time. We are right here with you, and we thank you from the bottom of our heart. Our whole family thanks you for everything that you're sacrificing and doing right now. So this show today is dedicated to all of you. We're going to try and bring a bit of sunshine into your screens, wherever you are right now. And a few people, I'm just going to start with this one. I think I'll start with this, and then I'll pick that one up in a minute.
Yeah.
We're going to start. A few people requested this one, which is a track off of Graffiti U. And let's jam it out. This is called Never Coming Down. Hopefully. Oh, yeah. Coming on now, as the music plays, taking shots with the night owls, as the work speeds away. Got a blue check in my pocket, got to get it all gone. Light it up like a rocket, going all night long. Everybody say, cause I love it when you. We're going down to the wire, then we'll all go rolling home. Maybe we'll keep it going till we see that sun coming up right here, right now. I wanna see you more for me. You say it out loud. Baby, don't stop now, baby girl.
Feed from Keith Urban, little thing he's doing called Urban Underground. Him and Nicole Kidman are doing some music for free and then streaming it on a regular till he can get out and do some shows.
Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, you're down with a cosmic memory. Good evening out there in Radio Land. This is Aaron English coming to you live from JR's Garage, where the spirit of the 70s radio gods lives on. In fact, in the interest of authenticity, JR uses only vintage 8-track tapes played on the in-dash stereo of his 1972 Dodge Dart. Only here, on the Garage Podcast, rocking hard enough to wake your dead granny since 2006.
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
This here's a word or two from Citizen Cope, followed by a song. One of his calls, Sideways. This was streaming on March 27th, live for free.
And I thought it was somewhat of a poignant or somewhat of a prophetic thing he said, because of the epidemic going on. You know, it's so easy during these times to kind of be divided. And the fact is, we can all learn. You know, we've become intolerant to people who think differently than us. And I think we need to get out of that mind frame, because we can learn so much from people that think differently than us, and come to terms with it and overcome it. And we have the ability, we have the power of the universe within us. So we have the ability to connect on a more spiritual level and not operate on such a low vibration, and be able to overcome, you know, basically this thing that is made to look ballooned up. And in the next coming weeks, we'll even get more deep. So we got to get a little stronger on our resolve. And these sessions have really helped me, and I really enjoy and appreciate being having the opportunity to play for you guys. It's kind of like we've been in a rush to get somewhere where we feel like we haven't arrived. And the fact is that we're at our destination, and we don't have to get somewhere faster and more decadently. And this is going to show us that we need this time to kind of recollect our thoughts and realize what's important to us, because we've been kind of put in the system and born into a system that has made us feel like we have to want more and more and more. And then when we get that, but we're not satisfied. And I think it's important that we recognize our blessing and be grateful and grace, and I'm sure they're grateful for you guys. So I'm gonna sing another song right now. Okie dokie.
Yes, indeed, Robot.
And how often was the acid?
And you're listening to J.R. Claiborne on the Garage Global Network.
Round and round it goes, 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 round and round it goes.
Sun's gonna rise, y'all. Thoughts it'll leave me, but no words to describe it. In France or in England, cause diamonds they fade, flowers they burn, and I'm telling you, these feelings won't go away. They've been knocking me sideways. They've been knocking me out late. Ever you come around me, these feelings won't go away. They've been knocking me sideways. I keep thinking in a moment that time will take them away.
Thank you. Yeah, I know it ain't easy for this all to leave me. There are no words to describe it. Yeah, friends are beneath me. Cause I'm a safe thing. They've been knocking me sideways. They've been knocking me out late. Whenever you come around me, these feelings won't go away. They've been knocking me sideways. I keep thinking in a moment that time will take them away. These feelings won't go away. These feelings won't go away. Diamonds stay free, and flowers stay. They've been knocking me sideways. I keep thinking in a moment that time will take them away. These feelings won't go away. These feelings won't go away. Sideways.
Adjust your graphics accordingly.
I'm gonna say it again. You must have you a good hen.
Tonight before the dessert course, we present for your pleasure the traditional cheese trolley. To start, we have an excellent clochette, creamy, very nice, very light. Next, a brebis, hearty, with a surprising bite, I think you'll find. And finally, the pièce de résistance, a very special, very rare.
Well, howdy, how do you do, and how are you, buckaroos and buckarettes? I'm here to offer my expertise on identifying the various kinds of digestive tract colonical intestinal expulsion of flatulational fumes. In other words, we're going to learn the ABCs of ripping a good eye-watering, maggot-gagging, heave-inducing, paint-peeling fart. I do believe that roadkill chili I had last night is taking effect, so let's get underway. Here we go. Now that's just a common poot. That's something women will try to hide, won't never fess up to it, would rather be skinned alive and have their credit cards yanked from their purses than admit to busting one of them. These are rare because, as you know, women have to shut up long enough to build up some pressure. Now, that there is your trouser cough. Real quick, real to the point, enough said about it. That is your basic rump rumbler there. It usually creates a visible ripple effect on persons of ample posterior girth. Oh, that nerve's dangerous. That's the splatterer. Always check and make sure it ain't a matter splatterer or you're in real trouble. Just remember, you'll come across as a dud if you ever draw mud. Ah, the ever-popular bloomer boomer. Can't sneak them out in church. Oh, no, especially in a Baptist church, because they got them wooden pews. By the way, I believe that's where the word pew came from. Now, there you have your blooter blurter. Them things will keep you warm in the wintertime if you push hard enough. Now, watch out for this one. That's the bowel buster. Very noxious and very flammable. Make sure folks are at least 15 feet away if you're a blue flaming. Now, that there is the buck snorter, the most common kind. Followed by the cushion creeper. You also have your skivvy sniffy, the house frog, the hiney hiccup, the beanie, the breeze lunch, the Bronx honk, the butt bomb, the puff daddy, the bean dipper, the bug zapper, and the ever popular air biscuit. So don't be ashamed, be proud of your production. And always remember, it's not the intensity, it's the density. Thank you, we'll talk again. God dog, I think I pulled something.
J.R. Claiborne.
Josh.omatic.com.
So hello, J.R.
Hello.
From Texas. How you doing, sir?
Sequence is loading.
These questions are birthday basements. To end the blue radish is the upside of luxury, and sparking a good lizard can only make tears fall in hindsight. Puddles do not ask for why not. It is cheese, breath, and wind. It is cheese.
Basically, we searched through news footage of our pal Brian Williams, like a year's worth of footage, and we edited it together to make him sound like he's rapping. It comes together better than you might think. I'll show you what I mean. Here's Brian Williams, edited to look like he's rapping the Sugar Hill Gang classic, Rapper's Delight.
I set up hip hop, the hipping to the hip, hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang, bang, boogie. Set up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to groove your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that will make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. I'm the C-A-S-N-D-O-V. And the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix. And these reasons, I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun. And I dress to a teen. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali. And I dress so viciously. Everybody go, hotel, motel. What are you gonna do today?
Say what?
Because I'm a get a line girl, and I get some spanky drive off. And the death note jam. Everybody go hotel, motel, holiday inn.
That's what I'm talking about. Brian Williams.
Just don't know how to thank you. It may take me a couple months to repay you for all you've done. You know, Jimmy, here's the deal. Every night, I'm downstairs. I'm doing the broadcast that pays correct. For your hobby and all this. So,
yeah.
And people think I have somehow colluded into the making of these videos. Let's be clear. These are words. I've never said hippity. Never said hippity. Hippity is a contraction. Hippity's in there. Also, another frame in Rapper's Delight is me in the war in Baghdad. Jimmy, there was a firefight going on. Yeah. You guys stole a word that I use.
Yeah,
People who think there's collusion.
I think that one was hippity.
I would have to be...
You said hippity
anyway,
in the war zone.
It's been very big in my
life.
It's
all hippity here right now, you guys.
And as of a few minutes ago, Twitter will be going crazy again. People like they've discovered water. It's unbelievable. And it's all anyone mentions to me anymore.
That's great!
It's unbelievable.
That's great! Whoever thought, whoever knew that you had those skills, and since you've colluded with us, we've created a bunch of songs.
Thursday, I took my son to the Rangers game, playoffs against the Flyers, and Cuba Gooding Jr., not a name drop because I hadn't met him yet, Cuba Gooding Jr. comes up to me.
Still counts as a name drop.
He's a party, first of all, and he's a big Rangers fan.
Yeah.
You love having him because he's a great heckler. He was right up behind us.
Yeah.
He comes up to me and says, you are a huge figure in the rap and hip-hop community.
Yeah.
And it got me, I mean, I want to be modest, but...
You have to be modest. Oh, my God.
I'm not done. This has been months. You've done this to me now 7 times.
Done this for you.
Oh, okay. I would like some pride of authorship. What about some early pre-hearing loss Foxy Brown? What about some,
How would you know?
I don't even know how you know
Foxy Brown.
What about
lost
some,
her hearing?
Any Luda would be great. I'll do Rollout.
You mean Ludacris?
Yeah,
You know him that well?
I'll do Rollout.
Luda.
I'll do Rollout. Who's your weed man? Why you smoke so good?
What's going on? What is going on? I'm getting scared. I'm getting scared. All right, you're serious.
What you got in that bag?
All right, hey. Do you even know the guy that we have that's doing this for you?
6-inch heels. Do you know your own staff?
Yes. This is a guy named John McDonald does this.
Nice fake name.
He is John McDonald.
He's in the witness protection program.
No, he's not. He works at Saturday Night Live as well.
This is spooking me out because there's a guy who, for a job for months, has been sitting in an edit room looking at images of me and finding individual words. I have never said hibbity. Never. And I know that he works here, intellectually. I have never met, like you have, I have never met him. If you're on my staff, I know your hopes, your fears, your dreams. I know all about your family. Your staff, I imagine, is a much more, you know, anonymous place where you've told me these are little people to you. And that's exactly the phrase you use.
But there's a guy
who I've seen in the cafeteria. There's a guy who I've seen in elevators who has looked at my face for a living, and it's spooky. It's frightening.
But he's a very nice guy. You should meet him one day.
I would love to.
Yeah.
And this John McDonald, the nice name, exists. I would love to meet him.
He sits and looks through all of your... I think it's 5 years of footage that we go through.
It goes back to the war in Baghdad, I can tell you that much. Because, by the way, I don't recall seeing you there.
What? I was watching at home, just like the rest of America. Yeah.
Well,
good job.
It was over. Me against Al-Qaeda, so it was a lot of fun.
Wasn't that just magnificent? I was worried it was getting a little dodgy in the middle part, but then that finale, wow!
For you.
Trump.